I've been fortunate enough to work with veterans and their families here in Central New York since 2011. One of the first things I learned when I got out here is what a great area this is for veterans and their families. Between the government agencies, the community at large, and the universities and colleges, I think personally that we're head and shoulders above many other areas in the nation, at least anywhere I've lived or anywhere I've visited. For the past 5.5 years, I've had the pleasure of working for ClearPath for Veterans, and one of the special things that Melissa did when she co-founded ClearPath was make sure that spouses were involved in every program that we offer out at ClearPath. Especially in the art and wellness programs, to date, about just over one-third of the participants in those two programs have been spouses, a lot of which are caregivers. And seeing that, we think often about self-care, and we use the airplane analogy about put the mask on first, but we often use that analogy with veterans and those of us that get paid to take care of veterans on a daily basis. But we never actually shine that light on caregivers. And thanks to the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and the Hidden Heroes Program, nationally that light is getting put on the people that have been silently taking care of veterans when they return home from war over many decades, not just post 9/11, but Vietnam, World War II, dating back all the way to the Civil War. There was somebody behind those veterans that were severely injured.